For those of you who know me, I lived another life. I wasn't always a writer, a storyteller, a big famous hoi polloi person. I used to be a medical office management consultant. I worked in doctor's offices, and I helped set up medical practices for, you know, their medical billing and so on. And I, at the one time, I was working for a gastroenterologist in Arlington. And I had a policy that I still mostly adhere to today. And because of this lesson, I pay a lot more attention to it than I did before. I learned that when you're in business and you have to get someone something from someone, say, for example, you needed to get an x-ray report from a hospital, and you know how busy they are, and they're very cranky on the phone. Now, that can either make you cranky, or you can make decisions before you get on the phone about how you're going to behave when you want something. So what I had learned and passed on with my very important self, I passed this on to any of the little kids that worked with me. Some of the kids would come from high school, and they'd be my little assistants, and I would walk around being Miss Big Important, and I'd give them all these wonderful words of wisdom, you know, how smart I was, and here we go, we'll share this with you. One of the things that I still like to do is, before I pick up the phone to do anything, or before I go someplace, I think this out. When I pick up this phone, do I want to be right, or do I want to get what I want? Sometimes you cannot have both. So it's best for you, even if you don't know what the outcome is, it's best for you to make the decision before you pick up the phone, before you open the door, whether or not you want to be right or get what you want. Now, for example, if I'm calling the Mount Auburn Hospital and I want an x-ray, and I get this woman on the phone that's like, I'll call you back, and then she doesn't call back. 10 minutes later, you've got a patient sitting there. You need the results of the x-ray so that the doctor can have it to treat the patient. So that means that there's a chain of command that's all waiting for this person to call. So understanding these situations, you usually make that decision when you call so you can be really nice. So you get someone that's really cranky and you say, oh, I know you're busy, but we've got this really important problem and we really have to get this x-ray. And I know how busy you are. I've seen how hard you work over there. Whatever it takes to get the x-ray, lie, beg, do anything. Or you can say, don't you dare put me on hold, and then you could be Miss Susie Wright. And then they can put you on hold, and then you don't get what you want. So I taught this valuable lesson to Jennifer. And, you know, every once in a while, I'd see how it was working for her. Then one particular day, I'm calling Chicago, because there's an insurance company that owes the doctor $5,000. So I get on the phone, and I wasn't in such a hot mood to start with. I'm getting towards the end of my career in this anyway, so I'm really beginning to hate everybody. I'd answer the phone with, good afternoon, doctor's office. Chest pains? Who cares? Go to the emergency room. He's a gastroenterologist. What are you calling him for? It's time to think about changing careers when you begin like that. So I make this phone call, but I didn't make the decision about being right and getting what I want. I just picked up the phone and dialed. And I got somebody equally as cranky on the other end as me. Now, I'm trying to get the $5,000 for my doctor. She's trying to save the $5,000 for her insurance company. So I ended up standing up, holding the phone, white knuckle grip saying, and don't you dare put me on hold. I've sent you every piece of information. It's a wonder I didn't pack up the office and mail that to you. You've been holding on to that $5,000 for the past 8 months. There's no rhyme or reason why you haven't paid that bill. And she's yelling back at me. So the two of us are just screaming and yelling at each other. I've got the chair pushed out and the phone stretched all the way over. Jennifer, little Jennifer, comes around the corner and she says, Peggy. And I went, what? She says, Are we trying to be right? And I went, yes! And I said, excuse me, I'm sorry. And I sat back down in my seat and I said, look, do me a favor. Please, please, let me call you back. I want to apologize for my behavior. In that instant, I shifted to see how stupid I looked. And I said, look, I'm screaming at you. I don't know about you, but I'm standing up screaming, and you're probably doing the same thing. I've got a doctor here that earns $200,000 a year. And I'm screaming at somebody I don't know in Chicago to get this guy $5,000 more. While you're standing up in your seat in Chicago screaming at me to not give the $5,000 to this $200,000 guy to save your insurance company who earns probably $53 million a year. And we're both screaming at each other, and I don't want to do that anymore. So I just want to call you back, okay? Can I just... She said, fine. I hung up the phone, waited, I need a Diet Coke. And I got the Diet Coke, came back, sat down, deep breath, swig of the Diet Coke, I called her back. And just before I hung up, I said, and please answer the phone. So I dialed back. She picked the phone right up, and I said, hi, my name is Peggy, and I'm from Dr. What's-His-Name's office, and I'd like to talk to you about, and then I started to giggle. You know, I was going to go through this whole litany, and she said, yes, may I help you? So we started to play a game with it, and we ended up finding out how many kids, I told her about my cat, she told me about her dog. We had a great time, and I'm saying, you know, it dawned on me, $53 million for your insurance company, $200,000 for this doctor. I don't want to fight with anybody ever again like this. So I said, whatever you want to do is up to you. You've got the information. I'm not sending you anymore. Whatever you have, either it works, and if it satisfies your boss, fine. If it doesn't, I don't care. If you don't pay it, I'll write it off. How's that? Thank you. I'll talk to you in a little while. Friday, I got a check for $5,000. So just think about that. Just before you do anything, make a decision whether you want to be right or get what you want. Thank you very much.